Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Company weekday mornings 6 till 10.
We got a lot of good stuff to get to today. A big take on the big guy because yesterday was just a disaster for Joe Biden on the global stage, and it continued after we got off the air at 10 o'clock this morning. Also, a lot of fallout from what happened yesterday over with Normandy, France. Also, we've got a lot of stuff with Trump and Biden here in the first hour or so, and then we've got more stuff with Caitlin Clark in the second hour. We have some flag hypocrisy and hatred stories to get to. The cut sheet is absolutely loaded. And also, wait until you hear what a giant retailer is now resorting to for their employees when it pertains to shoplifting in this country. Let's just say they're taking a page out of the playbook of the police. And we'll get to that as we move along this morning. But before we get to the news and before we get to the big take, we got to play this right off the top. This is going to set the tone for the first hour, not only content-wise, but for the hilarity and hijinks that will ensue. This is our buddy Sean Farish yesterday dropping a new Trump video in light of what happened on the stage with the big guy. Guys, this is K4. Sean Farish, take it away.
First the Vatican, now in France. Crooked Joe Biden pooped his pants. He pooped and everybody saw it happen. Everybody knows what happened here. As they say in France, Je a fait caca devant le président Macron. That means Crooked Joe pooped in front of President Macron. You see what happened. It never would have happened if I was your president. But you see on the instant replay, the dead giveaway, Dr. Jill, and you don't need to be a doctor to know what the hell's going on here. She's covering her nose. She's covering her mouth. Macron's wife is like Lynyrd Skynyrd. She's saying, ooh, that smell. She can't believe it. Nobody can believe it. President Poopy Pants strikes again. First in front of the Pope, the Tootsie Rolls, now in front of Macron. What a disgrace.
What a piece of beauty, beautiful work that is. How many takes did it take for you to get that one nailed out yesterday?
You know, I was thinking about it all day. How should we approach this? And I saw a lot of people doing the I see London, I see France. So I decided to change it out and go, you know, first the Vatican, now in France, because obviously everybody knows about, especially everybody who listens to this show, knows about the Tootsie Roll incident in front of the Pope. We talk about it all the time. You're not supposed to do that in front of the Pope, but he did it. He dropped the Tootsies all over the place. And you're not supposed to say or do that, but they did that. So he took that route. It didn't take too long to do it. Always fun. You know, the guy gives me material. Yeah. I'm like waiting for him to fall. I don't have to wait very long. So, you know, we decided to go. That was an ugly scene yesterday. Whether he pooped or not, it was an ugly scene.
Unbelievable. It really is. All right. 6:06 right out of the gate here. Let's get to round number one of the news. And we give you the great Dawn Stensland.
And good morning. Friday morning, June the 7th, 72 degrees. Headed up to 85 today. We are sponsored this morning by Budget Blinds. So police in Upper Marion Township asking for the public's help in IDing a suspect who they say stole an expensive watch at KOP Mall. I know that we talk about retail theft a lot. This is another one that happened inside the Breitling store. Police say the man asked to see several different watches on display. And then as the store associate was removing another tray from a locked case, that suspect quickly grabbing the watch worth $40,000.
A Breitling goes for 40 G's?
40 grand.
I knew they were pricey. I didn't realize they were that expensive.
Yeah.
Whoa.
So this isn't the first time they've had, you know, this is one of those stores like Givenchy, others at KOP. They've tried security guards. They've tried locked cases. They've tried making it like a nightclub where only so many people can get into the store.
Yeah.
These thieves make their way in, and the store employees are, you know, they don't have armed guards.
No.
So.
No. And obviously, you can't try to detain them because then you get sued, and then the company fires you, and then the thief is the victim.
Yes. So true.
Wow.
Today is the day, Friday, is this morning, this is the day that the University of the Arts, last day that they are open. Students have been protesting all week. Yesterday, it was Thursday, so Philadelphia City Council meets on Thursdays, and they held a hearing in order to determine what the closure of the University of the Arts could, what impact it could have on higher education in the area, as well as the school students and staff. So during this meeting, they set up a situation where they're going to hold hearings, and they are going to hold an investigation. There are multiple calls for investigation, but exploring the sudden closing of the University of the Arts and the negative impacts on those students. So a lot of different calls for what's going on here. How did they lose millions of dollars? How is it that nobody knew about it? These students had less than a week notice. And so now they're left. Unless you just graduated, obviously, you are mid-school. Where are you going to go? What are you going to do? And you really don't have much time.
No, you're SOL.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So still a lot of questions, but today I just wanted to call to your attention that they are, they're going ahead with this closing. Their president had announced his resignation. Also, University of Pennsylvania issued new temporary rules governing on-campus protests after that chaos and the encampment at the anti-Israel demonstrations at the university led to the arrest of those 33 protesters. I'll point out to you only a small fraction. We learned later by the police that the protesters, the vast majority, were not students. Many of not even from here. Many of them were those so-called professional protesters.
Mm-hmm. As we nailed it, said that was an overwhelming majority of them.
So these new rules, which are going into effect, they have to be reviewed and, you know, by a faculty-led committee and go through their process. But they're not going to have they are calling it an unauthorized overnight activity. If you're not allowed to spend the night, you're not allowed to set up a tent. These protests, they're shutting this down, essentially saying this is not happening again.
Good. We shouldn't have to go through that again for multiple months on end.
Yeah.
I have to say, University of Pennsylvania, as far as they were the first one, remember, after the hearings and Elise Stefanik grilling them.
Yep.
U of Penn has managed to act, I think, quickly and decisively as compared to the other Ivy Leagues.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, remember, Liz McGill was one of the first ones to be, you know, jettisoned on out, so to speak.
Yeah. True.
Yep.
A quick follow-up here. Remember we talked about the story of this, you know, just a really upsetting story that a Bucks County woman, Kelly Fowler, she took her doggy, or cute doggy Teddy, to a PetSmart in Fairless Hills to get groomed. Remember this story?
I do recall this, yeah.
And then said that she picked up Teddy, and Teddy was all lethargic and acting very strange. She takes Teddy to the veterinarian, who says that Teddy had ingested THC.
Teddy got high.
Teddy got high.
It's the new
Fringe and Hunter.
It's the new Afro Man remix because Teddy got high.
That's it. He got high like a dog. You know that?
So now the Bucks County SPCA says that then they jumped in and said, what's going on here? They conducted their own investigation. They say they found no evidence that Teddy ingested THC after the visit. So the SPCA saying, yes, Teddy had the you know, marijuana ingestible. Bucks County SPCA says didn't happen.
So they took a blood test, obviously, to see what was in his system. It came back positive, and now there's a conflicting report that says otherwise.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Now I know that Kelly, you know, she released a statement. She was very upset, and she's doesn't, you know, I think nobody knows what to think here.
Okay.
But PetSmart, I believe PetSmart went ahead and paid the bill anyway for the vet.
I'd love to know if there's video footage. I mean, I would imagine that store's got surveillance, you know, go comb through the tapes. Was somebody in the back where there is a video camera, you know, up on the wall?
Right.
Dropping a little gummy in Teddy's bowl?
Well, that's what I'm sorry, Sean.
But no, all I know is that they say it's a gateway drug. So as long as this dog doesn't start using other drugs, I think he'll be okay. You know what I mean? We just want to make sure we keep the crack away from, you know, the dog. Again, Hunter, it wound up being really bad.
Yeah, every 20 minutes. Yeah. Oh.
No word if Teddy got the munchies. I don't know if he had the munchies.
I think dogs always have the munchies.
Chris Christie always has the munchies, by the way.
Sloppy Chris Christie.
So the looks like the prosecution today will rest in the Hunter Biden trial. We've been following that. I know we'll talk about that. And then as well, Bob Menendez, that trial that we've been following. So I'll put those on your docket. We are sponsored by Budget Blinds this morning. Summer, what a great time to brighten up the window treatments in your home. Budget Blinds is your one-stop shop for blinds, shades, shutters, custom drapery, and motorization. Just visit budgetblinds.com for a free in-home consultation and the only no questions asked warranty in the entire business. Today, a beautiful Friday. We are teed up for 84 degrees, bright sunny skies, much of the same tomorrow. Sunday looks like we'll start out nice, but a chance for some thunder showers to move it through quickly for your Sunday afternoon, 82 degrees. So watch out for Sunday afternoon if you're thinking about golf, maybe earlier in the day rather than later in the day, because we could see a little lightning and tee storms moving through.
All right.
Kale and Company News Live.
Thank you very much, Dawn. 6:14 on this Friday morning. Let's wrap up the week with one last big take.
The Big Take on Kale and Company.
All right, the big take this morning. Biden drops the ball on D-Day. Yesterday was the 80th anniversary of D-Day, and yesterday on the global stage, 81-year-old Joe Biden embarrassed the United States of America for the whole world to see. And I take no pride in saying this. I'm actually ashamed at the fact that our president has made our country the butt of jokes worldwide. And I have said countless times that Biden exudes weakness and fragility. And yesterday, it was on full display. In the final hour or so of Kale and Company Thursday morning, we played you this clip of Joe Biden, apparently not sure if he was supposed to sit or stand. Was there a chair or was there not? And was he losing his bowels yet again? Here was that clip in case you missed it. Listen and watch.
Distinguished guests, please welcome the Honorable Lloyd J. Austin.
Yes, a chair was behind him, and we've seen and heard the stories in the past, as Sean has mentioned, at the Vatican. And we had fun with that clip yesterday, but that was just the beginning of what apparently was too strenuous of a day for the big guy to handle. As Biden left the stage, he was then seen and heard saying, quote, "My advance team said I got to be the first one to leave." Listen and watch this. He was seen walking out with First Lady Jill Biden, French President Emmanuel Macron, and his wife. Yep, he's got to be the first one to leave, doing the Biden shuffle as he skedaddles on out and on his way. Keep in mind, folks, these are long days for a president whose calendar is widely unscheduled many days. And on days where he does work 4 hours, he calls it a lid by early afternoon. But it didn't end there. Then Joe Biden would arrive at Omaha Beach. And I'm not sure what he's doing here. He may think he's in Omaha, Nebraska. Here's Biden getting out of his black SUV looking confused. Watch this clip. For those not watching on YouTube this morning, he is in a trance, staring to his right, almost frozen in time, and then he pivots around to his left. I have no explanation for what we just witnessed. This on a week where the Biden administration is fuming over reports from the Wall Street Journal, as they've released an exclusive that we discussed yesterday on the show, where they interviewed 45 lawmakers, both Democrat and Republican, who detailed how out of it Joe Biden is behind closed doors. Yet this administration will repeatedly lie to the American public and say, Joe is sharp as a tack, or he is vibrant and full of energy. There's an old phrase that goes like this. The engine is running, but there's nobody behind the wheel. That perfectly illustrates Joe Biden. It's embarrassing. It's also sad, but it's not surprising. Democrats are cutthroat, and they will drag a carcass across the finish line to win an election if that person is their best option for victory. regardless of the lack of humanity behind their intentions and wishes and political desires. Yet miraculously, in 20 days, Joe Biden will debate his rival Donald Trump Thursday night, June 27th on CNN, and all of a sudden he'll have the energy of a 61-year-old shot out of a cannon. And you might say, how? And you'll wonder why people speculate that he's shot up on something to find an ounce of juice that will hopefully last for 60 to 90 minutes when giving a State of the Union speech. Yesterday was peak Biden. It's exactly why Ronny Jackson, Republican from Texas, and former White House physician under both Barack Obama and Donald Trump said this week that Biden is a, quote, national security issue. And here's a montage of Biden's depleted mental faculties and physical well-being on full display. Listen and watch this.
Maybe choose my words. I was just thinking. Putin's kleptocracy. It was in January, after being elected. The late January, early February. He said, it's not, we need, not just, well, I won't go into it.
Here's what drives the driver in the states that are affected. Here's what you can do, the drivers. For two reasons. One, to...
Let's call it what it is. That's elder abuse. That's no different than what Dianne Feinstein was dealing with and going through at the age of 90, still serving the American public. And that montage actually goes on for 5 minutes. We gave you 75 seconds because, well, you get the point. How can anyone in good conscience say that Joe Biden is more fit to lead than Donald Trump is? Forget the fact that Trump has more accomplishments. Forget the fact that Trump has a better economy, no inflation, a secured border, law and order on the streets, no wars, and energy independence. But Democrats in this country would rather have that. What you are really saying is that you would rather have more of Barack Obama behind the scenes calling the shots, a third Obama term and a fourth Obama term. Because we know you don't want Kamala Harris. She actually polls lower than Joe does. Let that sink in for a moment. Americans are not stupid, but they are emotional. And it's scary to think that you would rather have that this November than what you had from top to bottom, minus the drama, media created and media driven, by the way, from 2017 to 2020, before a global pandemic from China was unleashed on the world and the George Floyd story put feelings over facts. 81 million people got duped. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. And do you really think that a Biden-Harris second term will lead to where we were in every important category from 2017 through 2019 if you reelect them? Of course it won't. Putin, Xi, Hamas, Iran, North Korea, they're all watching. Illegal immigrants around the country, they're all watching. And around the globe, by the way. We have devolved into a nation of zero consequences for illegal actions. We have abandoned facts and truth for concepts such as, well, it's my truth. It might not be reality, but it's my truth. Government censorship, climate scams, DEI practices, the Constitution slowly but surely being decimated, and America staring World War III and maybe even a civil war directly in the face. Remember when Joe Biden said he would be a uniter? All he has done is divide through a weaponized DOJ. And all of this happening, all because of the weak, inept leadership, all by design to further crush the middle class and destroy what those 150,000 brave souls fought for on June 6th, 1944. D-Day 80, the day where the commander-in-chief epitomized why everything has turned to crap, literally and figuratively. And that's the big take.
The Big Take on Kale and Company.
All right, big take this morning. If you want to jump in, your thoughts and reactions from yesterday, you can certainly do so. 855-839-1210 on social media at 1210WPHT. And, of course, in the YouTube chat, just go to youtube.com/at1210WPHT. Join the Kale and Company comment community by hitting the like and subscribe buttons. We'll come back at Dawn and Sean's thoughts on the other side. Hey, that rhymed. It's Nick, Dawn, and Sean. Sean's in for Stocker this morning as we continue Friday morning. Kale and Company. Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
This segment of Kale and Company is sponsored by Budget Blinds. Summer is a great time to brighten up the window treatments in your home. Budget Blinds is your one-stop shop for blinds, shades, shutters, custom drapery, and motorization. Visit budgetblinds.com for a free in-home consultation and the only no-questions-asked warranty in the business. Budgetblinds.com.
We will get to a couple of things in regards to Donald Trump. Very interesting fundraiser for him in the Bay Area last night, in which he raised $12 million in San Francisco. Also, billionaire David Sacks, we talked about last week in a big take of following the money. He laid out a very well thought out, well written and articulated tweet thread in regards to why he's backing Trump a second time around. We'll get to that this morning. And also, if you remember the early days of Kale and Company, I went to high school with an ex-Biden staffer, Michael LaRosa. He is outraged over the Wall Street Journal releasing all these faux outrage quotes from Democrats in that article, and we'll get to some of his quotes coming up. But I want to get to Dawn and Sean's thoughts on what happened yesterday, because, Dawn, we wrapped up, and the only thing we had talked about was the one incident where it looked like he might have been soiling himself. Did he have a chair behind him? But after that, there was multiple moments that we highlighted in the big take yesterday. I think a lot of people know that Joe is out of it, but maybe those that don't live it on a daily basis were consuming news media yesterday because of the significance of D-Day 80, and they saw the president of the United States on a global stage, and yet again, he just embarrassed himself every which way possible.
Yeah, it was a solemn day, and it was supposed to be all about really paying tribute to our veterans.
Yeah.
And instead, look at what everybody's talking about. And I also thought it was just embarrassing as he went on and on about Ukraine and funding. There was part of this it just felt like he was partisan and political, and that's not what we wanted to see her here.
Time and place, right?
Yeah.
Time and place, for sure. Sean Farris, your thoughts from yesterday? I know you gave us that great clip right off the top as Trump, but your thoughts?
Well, I mean, look, whether or not... So I've been getting some kind of pushback on social media with this video. Well, you know, he really didn't, he didn't really poop himself. He was sitting down. That's not the point. The point is, if he did actually poop himself, nobody would be shocked. That's the issue. And we shouldn't be living with that as the leader of the free world. That's the problem here. A couple of things that what you said in the big take today. This is something that drives me crazy that you highlighted. Facts versus truth. You mentioned, my truth versus you. There is no my truth, your truth, this truth. There is the truth and everything else is a lie, right? It up is up, down is down. And if you don't agree with that, then you're doing something wrong. The other thing you mentioned, too, is that we've devolved into a nation of zero consequences for illegal actions. I'm so happy you said that, because what is the one thing that Democrats have been saying specifically over the last 6 weeks with regards to the Trump trial? Nobody is above the law, right? Nobody's above the law. Not Peter Navarro, not Steve Bannon, who have to go to jail for contempt of Congress. But if you're Hunter Biden and you're James Biden and you lie to Congress and you have criminal referrals sent to the Department of Justice, nothing happens to you. If you violate a congressional subpoena, like Hillary Clinton did, where she destroyed the evidence, smashed a BlackBerry, and wiped her servers with a bleach bit program, nothing happens to you. If you're an illegal immigrant in Maryland getting arrested for child sex crimes, not just arrested, not just tried, but convicted of child sex crimes, you don't have to go to jail. That's what happened in Maryland. They just arrested a guy again. So we have devolved into a nation of zero consequences for illegal actions. 100% right. Now you're getting consequences for legal actions, right? Donald Trump did nothing wrong. I still don't know what he was convicted of a week ago in New York City. True. We still don't know the crime, right? But we're told that there are 34 felony counts. What's the felony? I don't know. It's kind of like Christine Blasey Ford was the freaking juror, right? You know, oh, he raped me. He did all these terrible things. But when did it happen? I don't know. Who was there? I don't know. What was the address? I don't know. How old were you? I don't know. What time was it? I don't know. You don't know, but you know for a fact that it happened. So, I mean, this is that whole argument about your truth versus my truth versus the truth. There is the truth, and then there's everything else. And I know that, you know, it's kind of low hanging fruit to poke fun at Joe Biden, right? Did he do anything on the stage? The point of the matter is the dude embarrassed himself again yesterday, whether he was, you know, taking a load off on the stage or he was just looking to sit down. It didn't look good. Yeah. Period. Yeah. End of story. It yes. didn't look good. And I'm sorry, but perception is reality. And I perceived what I saw on that stage in Normandy yesterday as him pooping himself. And I'm sorry if anybody has a hard time with that. That's what it looked like. That wouldn't be something so far-fetched. We've seen it before. And this is not a good representation of our country or our interests on the world stage. Again, there's just no way that people can be comfortable sending this guy back for another 4 years. I don't see it.
Mm-hmm.
Agreed.
I agree.
Babylon Bee agrees, too. Their headline, Biden drops first bomb on Normandy in 80 years. With a quote, help me out here, Jill. I'm having a bit of a D-Day of my own in my D-pens.
And how about how sleek and coy Jill is now? After all these years of having to cover for her husband's gaffes, she just throws the hand over her mouth. Joey, don't sit yet. The chair's not there. Are you pooping yourself? I don't know what she was saying, but she was really trying to keep that on the down low, so to speak. And, you know, trying to make sure that her husband didn't make a fool of himself in front of the whole entire world to see yesterday.
And she failed. Because he did make a fool of himself. And she always fails because he always makes a fool of himself. You know, there was that montage of the Biden clips, right? Nobody knows what's going on. There's a clip out there. It's all of where he's at a brewery in Wisconsin, and he's definitely either drunk or the drugs wore off at the wrong time because he's just, this is a great beer. There's another one where he did an interview. I think it was with Scott Pelley, who's chewing on his glasses on CNN, not CNN, 60 Minutes on CBS, I think.
Same thing.
And he says these words, and I quote, I no more think of myself as being as old as I am than fly. Now, I don't know what that means.
No, I don't either.
I still don't know what that means. He said that 2 years ago. What does it mean? Nobody knows. We should kind of know what the president is saying. And by the way, like softball batting practice type interviews, you're not getting challenged hardcore on 60 Minutes. They asked him, how's your mental focus? He's like, oh, yeah, it's great. I no more think of myself as being as old as I am than fly. Nobody wants to know what that means. We're just going to give him a pass. This is ridiculous. I like to call him a wind up doll. You wind him up and then you let him loose on society. He says crazy stuff. He wanders all over the place. You never know what you're going to get. It's like one of those old toys where you cranked it up and you just let it loose and whatever happened. Yep. That's what it's like with Biden.
Another line from Babylon Bee. Oh boy, this is a big one. Get me out of here, Jill. Help me clean this up before President Macron smells it. Not a joke.
No joke.
And you're outside, by the way, and you probably could still smell it if, in fact, he did do that, which, you know, some people are like, oh, I can't believe you're making fun of the guy. The point is, he should not, and it's not about the age, right? No. It's about the diminishing mental faculties at 81 years old. And we played you the clip yesterday in the Big Take from, I forget the guy's name, but he was a Trump campaign advisor in 2016. And he's like, you know, who's the guy? I'm drawing a blank now. Oh my God, the 91-year-old. He was like, I would take financial advice from him still. Warren Buffett.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Warren Buffett at 91 still has his faculties. Dawn's father. Dawn, your father's what, 87, 88?
Yeah, 88.
Still sharp as a tack, right? Yeah. You know, there's not everybody ages the same way. So it's never been an age thing with Joe. And you look at Trump, he's only 3 years younger, 3.5 years. And Trump, I've said this, if you look at Trump from 16 to 20 to 24, I don't know, maybe a 5% decline. But physically, I mean, he looks a little thinner. He's always had the tan. Trump right now looks like he's found the fountain of youth. Like, all of this lawfare has invigorated him. Yet every single day goes by. You just listen to Joe. Compare him in 21 to 22. 22 to 23. I mean, it's like a banana sitting on your counter. You got it. It was green, and then it was yellow, and then it got the brown specks on it, and now it's completely mush. That's Joe Biden, yeah. And he's eroded before the eyes of the American public.
Nick, it's so funny that you say that too about how Trump and Biden are similar in age, because the Democrats like to try and debunk that Joe Biden's too old by focusing on just the number. Yeah. First of all, it's Pride Month, so that's ageist. You're not allowed to say that. You're not allowed to focus on the actual number of the age. It's just a number. Joe Biden's 81, but he could identify as 27. He actually might believe that. That's the first part. That's the first problem. But the second thing is, they're like, well, Biden's 81, Trump is 78. What's the difference? What do you mean? What's it? Watch the two men operate, right? I mean, Joe Biden, like you said, is the mushy banana. And, you know, Trump is a pristine. He's beautiful. He's the only orange banana I've ever seen. But I can tell you that it's a beautiful thing. You know, and you said he's tan. I mean, fake news. You know, we have the citrus thing going on. We're orange. We're beautiful. It's a wonderful complexion. Like a lot of people say, I look like a golden guy. But seriously, though, I mean, 81 versus 78, you wouldn't think there would be this much of a difference. And I have not seen. I mean, you could see Donald Trump. Maybe he'll slur a word here or there. He'll get a name wrong, whatever. But like, this happens every time Joe Biden's in front of a camera. Yeah. Something weird happens every time he's in front of a camera. And that's not just because he's, you know, he's the same age as Trump. The guy is losing it. We yep. know he's losing it. And it's gotten worse over the last 4 years.
He looks decrepit. By the way, Trump turns 78 next week.
Is that right?
It's his birthday.
Oh. Yeah. Flag Day.
There you go.
June 14th.
On Flag Day. There you go. So if you guys recall the beginning of this show, almost 2 years ago, we launched this show October 3rd, 2022, right about a month before midterm elections. And we had Michael LaRosa on the show. I forget how it all played out. Michael LaRosa was a staffer for the Biden administration. I believe he specifically worked with Dr. Jill. And we went to high school together. He was on the swim team. And I didn't know that he actually went into politics. So I ended up seeing a story about him in September or October, right around when the show started. And I'm like, I'll be damned. I went to high school with this guy. And of course, you know, he's a Democrat. He's propping up the Bidens. I think I might have tweeted him and then he fired back. And then all of the followers that we have that we started building up on the show in October that we inherited from Rich started going after Michael LaRosa. And then I might be having a Biden moment. I thought we had Michael on the show. Maybe we didn't, but I think we did, and we had a back and forth, and then he hung up, and there was a big, you know, kerfuffle, and everybody was tweeting him, and then the whole bit, and I was like, you're welcome to come on again anytime you want or whatever. So now he is going off, and he is saying that the Wall Street Journal article is nothing but faux outrage. That's a quote from him, from Democrats, after the bombshell Wall Street Journal story from Wednesday revealed that Biden is showing signs of slipping, which is not really breaking news. It was more about the quotes from the Democrats that stood out. And LaRosa says, quote, the faux outrage over the use of blind sources is especially rich coming from political staffers in both parties. LaRosa wrote this in a social media post responding to Democratic lawmakers who attacked, quote, anonymous Republican sources quoted by the Journal. LaRosa then has the temerity to go on and say, the New York Times, the Washington Post, and the Wall Street Journal are not extensions of the Democratic Party, and nor should they be. Now, you want to make the case for the Wall Street Journal not being that? Okay, I got you. But don't give me the Washington Post and the New York Times, not a left-wing propaganda outlet for the Biden administration. There's other quotes. You can read it on FoxNews.com. The headline is, ex-Biden staffer calls out Democrats for faux outrage over WSJ article. But, I mean, this is the level to which Democrats will go to defend their guy. They'll actually try to argue, Sean, that the New York Times and the Washington Post are not left-wing outlets that prop up the Democrat.
It's unbelievable. Show me one favorable article in New York Times that they wrote about Donald Trump. Yeah. One. I mean, they've run with every single hoax you can imagine. Every single one. And this guy, now the fact that he has the nerve, right, to come out and say that, oh, I don't like blind sources. Were you saying the same thing in 2017 and 2016 when the dossier came out? You know, the dossier that Hillary Clinton paid for?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, by the way, Nick, how did Hillary Clinton pay for that dossier? She paid a law firm and listed it as a legal expense. So I'm expecting Alvin freaking Bragg, the walrus, Mr. Twinkies himself, Thunder Thighs, to go ahead and indict Hillary Clinton. Is that going to happen? No, because
no.
He doesn't want to die. I'm saying, I guess he's smart in that regard. You spend too much time with the Clintons, you might wind up hanging out for a little too long with a gunshot wound in the back of the head. Who knows? I don't know who's got a big, I don't know whose body count is bigger, Hillary Clinton or Nikki Haley, but those are two different types of body counts, but I don't know what we're talking about. Look at this guy, we're on fire. It's a Friday. Yeah. This guy is talking about, oh, I don't like blind sources, unnamed. So are you kidding me? How about all the fake stories about that? There's an N-word tape of Donald Trump. First of all, if that exists, number one, I promise it's not me saying it. I would never do that. I would never say that. Number two, if that exists, we'd have it already.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear about an unnamed source says Donald Trump said this, that, or the other, or he called them suckers and losers, the veteran. This guy wants to complain about blind sources now because it's damaging about his guy. When if they were blind sources, they're at least speaking the truth. When for the entire first term of Donald Trump's, you know, presidency, or his entire first term, it right now is his presidency, we were judging him and spreading stories about him based off of anonymous sources and a dossier that couldn't be verified. This guy needs to look himself in the mirror and just kind of, you know, he needs to have a moment internally and say, you know, maybe I should just stop talking for a little bit because it's embarrassing.
It is.
Yeah. Many in the military, there were many people yesterday talking about how terrible it was that so-called mainstream media yesterday was misquoting something that has been debunked, which was Trump, that whole story that on a different D-Day when Trump was president, how he had called military, you know, those killed in the military dead, losers, suckers.
Yeah.
That has been debunked repeatedly
mm-hmm.
by those who were there to say this is just a made-up story, and yet people go with it.
Yep. No, you're right. 855-839-1210, the phone number. We'll come back, put a bow on the 6 o'clock hour. Also, Donald Trump gets a polling boost post-conviction, and I think it's a significant number. We'll get to that, as well as the quotes of a billionaire in the Bay who is now on board with DJT. That's coming up next as we continue. But first, a word from my friends at the Piazza Auto Group. Just about 2 months ago, stopped out to Piazza Acura of Westchester and drove the road and track performance car of the year. It's the 2024 Acura Integra. I've been an Acura owner for 10 years. I owned one from 2012 up until the end of 2023, and the new Integra is by far the most striking Acura I've seen. Well equipped with advanced safety and tech features like wireless Apple CarPlay, high performance adaptive damper system technology, Wi-Fi hotspot capability, and a 16-speaker premium audio system. Visit PiazzaAcura.com or test drive the new Integra at their three different locations, Westchester, Ardmore, or Reading, and tell them Nick sent you.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app.
Just to put a bow here on the 6 o'clock hour, the latest Emerson College poll was released yesterday, and I think this is significant because I think every demographic, every percentage point matters. 27% say that Donald Trump's conviction, as we are now a week removed from that, makes them more likely to support him, while 4 in 10 voters said nothing had changed, and a third of them, 33%, said that the decision to convict him makes them less likely to back the Republican Party's leader. I got to tell you, you know, as we wrap up here, I think the next time we're going to see a bump for Trump in the polls will come in 21 days after that debate, because I don't think, no matter how they try to, you know, insulate Joe with the rules and the settings for the CNN debate on the 27th, John, I don't think it's going to help Joe. I think we're going to see another bump for Trump coming up in just about 3 weeks.
The enthusiasm, too. I think, you know, while the support level, I'm looking at that Emerson poll also, and it says, you know, Trump's support in our polling remained the same before and after his conviction. But this is the biggest indicator and the biggest difference is that Republicans, the folks who are supporting Donald Trump, are now more enthusiastic about supporting Donald Trump. Democrats are not more or less enthusiastic about Biden. Conviction, no conviction, you know, neither here nor there. But the folks behind Trump, you could see it in the fundraising numbers. I think they just released a number about $400 million through all different fundraising avenues that the campaign has raised since the conviction in a week. I mean, that's almost $500 million. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. That's like Zelensky money, right?
Yeah.
So you have all of this enthusiasm from Trump's support. That is contagious. That's something that, you know, when it's put on display for other people to see, they want to be a part of a movement like that, too. And so I think that's what we're seeing from the conviction now and in the polls, where the number of the support may not change, like the percentage, you know, head to head.
Yep.
But the enthusiasm behind Trump has certainly surged. And that is an indicator that you really can't overlook. You can't, you know, take that with a grain of salt. That's very important.
All right. Coming up next, we'll get to some news. Dawn's ready for hour number two. And then we'll wrap up our Trump conversation with what billionaire David Sacks had to say in regards to the fundraising effort. Speaking of money, Trump raised another $12 million just last night in San Francisco, of all places. The details on the way. It's Kale and Company. Hour two is next.
Start your day with Kale and Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.